Do you ever struggle to make tough decisions while still understanding your team and patients? How can empathy guide your leadership without clouding rational judgment? Hello, this is Dr. Martin Baxman, and welcome back to the Lean Orthodontics podcast. Empathy is often misunderstood in practice management. While lean systems emphasize rational decision-making and efficiency, emotional awareness is equally essential for leading a successful orthodontic practice. Many of us admire rational figures like Spock or Sherlock Holmes, who act decisively without letting emotions interfere. But in a clinical environment, empathy, understanding and connecting with others, can be just as powerful in ensuring smooth workflows and motivated teams. There are three core forms of empathy to consider. The first is emotional empathy, which is what most people imagine when they hear the word. Emotional empathy is the ability to feel what someone else is feeling, whether joy, stress, or sadness. In a practice setting, this might mean sensing a patient's anxiety before a procedure or noticing a team member's frustration during a busy day. While emotional empathy fosters connection, it can also slow decision-making if taken to extremes, because you may absorb too much of others' emotional state. The second form is cognitive or rational empathy. This allows you to understand another person's thoughts and emotions without necessarily feeling them yourself. For instance, you might recognize why a staff member is stressed about a new workflow or why a patient is nervous about treatment. Cognitive empathy provides clarity and distance, letting you make rational decisions that balance understanding with operational needs. In moments requiring swift action, like restructuring schedules or handling patient conflicts, cognitive empathy helps you remain compassionate while staying efficient. The third form is social empathy, which extends understanding beyond individual feelings to groups, cultures, or personality types. This is particularly relevant in diverse teams or practices with patients from varied backgrounds. Social empathy helps you interpret perspectives of people with different values, experiences, and communication styles. For example, understanding a culturally different patient's expectations or a team member's personality type allows you to tailor communication and workflows effectively. Social empathy fosters inclusivity, reduces misunderstandings, and strengthens team cohesion. Applying these forms of empathy requires awareness and flexibility. You may need to temper emotional empathy during high-stakes decisions to avoid being swayed by feelings alone, while cognitive empathy can guide you to rational, fair outcomes. Social empathy becomes essential when integrating new team members, managing diverse teams, or serving a wide patient base. The key is knowing which type of empathy to employ in a given situation. Empathy also intersects with lean principles. Efficient time use, clear communication, and structured workflows don't contradict empathy, they complement it. For example, understanding a team member's needs doesn't require lengthy meetings if responsibilities, points of contact, and digital communication tools are clearly established. Similarly, noticing a patient's discomfort can guide you to adjust procedures efficiently rather than react emotionally, ensuring the best outcomes with minimal disruption. Ultimately, empathy is a skill you can develop consciously. Reflect on your own responses. When do you feel emotionally overwhelmed? When can you maintain cognitive clarity? Are you able to step into others' shoes socially to anticipate reactions or needs? These reflections help you act decisively while remaining considerate. Whether you're motivating your team, managing patient care, or refining workflows, empathy strengthens your leadership without compromising efficiency. In practice, this could mean using emotional empathy to recognize a patient's nervousness, cognitive empathy to decide the best treatment approach, and social empathy to guide interactions with culturally diverse staff. Combined, these forms of empathy create a balanced, human-centered practice that is both efficient and compassionate. So take a moment to observe your own empathy patterns. Which form do you naturally use most, and which could be strengthened? By intentionally applying emotional, cognitive, and social empathy, you can lead more effectively, create a supportive environment, and maintain lean, efficient operations without losing the human touch.